They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this great city. So whether they drive or construct or care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Chime, what is up first this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your New England Patriots. They enter day 7 of training camp today. Yesterday was the second day with pads. Josh Dobbs, the backup quarterback, spoke with the media yesterday, and he talked about Josh McDaniels and his offense. Here was Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, I mean, every morning he comes in, he's like, do you love football? You know, so he comes in with the energy, he sets the tempo. And I think like his just urgency to get it right is what I really enjoy. You know, obviously you can always have the excuse of his first time in the offense, you know, the first time on the practice field, you're still getting the understanding down. But his standard is to get it right the first time, to understand it, ask the right questions and execute at a high level each time we get something. So I really enjoy it. Like it's a very intense. We work hard, but that's what we love about the sport.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, I think it's going to be, you know, we're all sitting here and the Josh McDaniels Brady thing, I think that's like long gone. Like, you know, like we all know Brady was great and he kind of was the reason why. But Josh McDaniels having success with Mac Jones and that being so fresh in our mind are now like, okay, Josh should be able to do some stuff.
Were you saying the reason Brady was great was Josh McDaniels or the other way around?
No. I was saying Brady was great because Brady's great and okay. Josh was just more of the passenger.
He was a passenger on that whole thing?
Yeah, I would say to a certain extent, right? You know, by the time, you know, Josh and Brady are working together, I think he, you know, Brady kind of elevated once he was after Charlie Weiss and, you know.
Who would you say, Wiggs, is better as a coordinator as just a standalone career, Weiss or McDaniels?
See.
Because both failed miserably on their own.
Yeah. But Charlie did do well with the Jets, I believe, in Testaverde. So they went to the AFC Championship game, and I want to say that was 98 when Parcells and Belichick were all down there. I think Charlie Weiss was the offensive coordinator of those Jets teams.
He was, correct.
Yeah. And so when you kind of look at that, like,
wow, that staff, Parcells is the coach, Belichick defensive coordinator, Weiss is the offensive coordinator.
Pretty good. Yeah, Romeo Crennel was on that side. I mean, listen.
Al Groh, Mangini, Dan Henning, the awful BC coach.
Yeah, the stories I could tell you about that staff was amazing. Al from Everett would love it. But when you look at that, I think Josh has only really proven it once, and that was the Mac Jones year. Because when you – when you look at him, because he was with the Rams as a offensive coordinator.
And Sam Bradford was awful. They were 30th.
Yeah. So, and everywhere he's been.
Charlie Weiss was even with Matt Castle in Kansas City and made him a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, that's true. Because everywhere Josh McDaniels has been,
he's failed.
Yeah, and he's been the head coach. So it's a
twice.
Yep.
And Charlie Weiss never ordered delivery before, which is interesting.
That is.
But, I mean, do you think there's anything to, I forget who said it, but that Josh McDaniels is telling people that he looks at this as redemption, you know, because he has had his issues when it comes to Denver, when it comes to Vegas, whatever. Like, he's really looking at this season as a almost a revenge type season.
Well, he wants to prove it, right? Wouldn't you want to prove it? Prove that you're a good offensive coordinator, and it was just not the fact that you
had Tom Brady.
You were basically like, you know, the what are those fish that, you know, get all the sharks scraps that they hug up to the sharks, aren't they? Like fish.
Yeah,
that
yes, you're absolutely right, Wiggy.
Wiggy, here's the best case scenario. The reason people like Shime rightfully said you should go after a guy like Ben Johnson is that if you have a great offensive mind that isn't the head coach, they're going to be gone in a year or two if they have success. With Josh McDaniels, if somehow he is able to have success with this offense, he's poison to the rest of the NFL. He's not getting another gig.
Yeah.
So you actually have the opportunity to retain the coordinator for a prolonged period of time with the quarterback with Mike Vrabel as the head coach.
And speaking of revenge, at some point I want to talk about Luka and his revenge body. I don't think we've talked about that yet on this show.
I think that's a great idea, week. Greg.
It's a good story.
Yeah. So maybe
Men's Health is a really popular magazine.
I want to get to that at some point if we could.
We should.
Maybe as a lead.
Oh.
Okay. Yes, Shine, what's next?
Well, one of the people the Patriots will see twice this year is Justin Fields. He sat down with Kay Adams yesterday and talked about how he has a chip on his shoulder.
You know, I've always been, you know, a hard worker, I think, in my sense. But like I said, I haven't, you know, won as much in the league compared to the rest of my life. So I think that's what the chip is. I just want to win. And that's the biggest thing. So me just being able to win, me wanting to win, like you said, I definitely celebrate the wins. But I think that's what the chip is for. And it's basically just winning. So
your guy, Wiggy.
Yeah. He's got to prove it, though. He's one of those guys where I think when you look at him, it's now, all right, we give you a pass on Chicago, right? Because that's where he initially went. And we kind of look at that the offensive coordinator, the head coach at that time, like, all right, these guys don't know what they're doing. Then you get to Pittsburgh. You're not really given an opportunity to take the job from Russell Wilson. And here you are with the Jets, and everybody's expectations with Aaron Glenn are very positive.
And he has Garrett Wilson, so he has a legitimate number one receiver. He's playing with Breece Hall, who's a legitimate NFL running back. They might have the best offensive line they've had in years. Like, if he's going to have success, this would be the right opportunity for him. Otherwise, it's kind of just a failed experiment.
Okay, what's next?
Justin Fields. Wiggy just wants to draft Justin Fields.
All right, what's next?
Next, let's go over to the Boston Celtics. Our guy Derek White, Greg, officially has his own podcast.
Oh.
It's called White Noise with Derek White and his buddy. And Derek White talked on his podcast about the moment he knew that he wanted and needed to be in the city of Boston.
I went and shot, like, the crowd, like, standing up when I went out there, which, obviously, Boston's the best crowd in the NBA. So then I'm, like, getting a little bit excited. Playing the Nuggets, my hometown team.
It's
written. And then first time I checked in, standing ovation. I'm like, oh, this is where I'm supposed to be at. Played really well that game.
Yeah.
Kind of helped us win the game. Yeah. And
okay, well, going to need a big season for him.
Yeah, certainly. He's going to have a lot on his plate this year without Tatum. So he's going to really, really have to step up.
Are they done, do you think, like, as this roster stands now?
I think so.
Don't think they're going to trade?
Trade, they'll trade Simons, but it'll be more of like some type of salary situation where they'll get rid of him. But I can't see them trading for a guy. I think we're kind of like past that, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I think this is what you get, you know, George's Nang, Simon probably, D. White, Jalen. Your center is the Graza kid? The kid from
Luka Garza.
Gaza. Yeah, so I mean, like, this is it. Like, I don't think you're gonna see anything spectacular. And
speaking of Luka, did you see that story about all the weight loss?
No, I didn't see that. Is it a revenge body?
Revenge.
No, I'm gonna do that as a lead tomorrow.
That'd be a good one.
The news, today's news with Courtney coming up next.